well. It's been an extremely long day for German trainer Andreas Waller. He's been in England and now he's arrived back in Germany for a good night's sleep. He joins us to talk about a Melbourne Spring contender called Protectionist. Andreas, thank you for joining us. It's been a long day.
Yeah, I mean, been at home for a couple of lots and then went over at lunchtime to England to have a look at my horses over there.
Okay, tell us a little bit about how he's looking, Protectionist. He arrives into Melbourne on the weekend.
Yeah, he did his last piece of work this afternoon and you're really pleased. Yeah, I'm happy with him. He's in great condition and he looks well and so hopefully he travels well.
That's the key, I guess. You're used to travelling horses. You must be comfortable. You've sent horses to Melbourne in the past. You know what to do.
Yeah, it's always different with every horse. There is different, and hopefully, I mean, he's a very relaxed horse, and hopefully he takes it well.
Andreas, this horse Protectionist won the Kergolay, which has proven a really good race heading into particularly the Melbourne Cup. His last two wins have been at Group 2 level. You obviously have a very high opinion of this stall horse.
I mean, it's a horse that has improved from race to race, and hopefully he still keeps improving. That's the key for the big race in Melbourne.
How do you see him then as a horse? You know the pressure that's put on in these races. Does he cope well with large fields?
He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind at all with big fields. And when he settles really well, he can go any pace. And last time it was good to see that he settles well and still accelerates.
That's what you need in Australia, isn't it? That turn of speed. Often European horses lack that, but this horse has got it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a staying race, 3,000 metres, but it was a slow run race, and he kicked really well, and now we were happy with that. It was like a big confidence boost for the horse itself.
What's the plan? He arrives into Melbourne on Saturday, our time. What would you like to do? Would you like to have a lead-up race to the Melbourne Cup?
That's our plan, and he takes the travelling really well, and our plan is to have a run at the 11th at Caulfield, and I think it's called a 3-star race, the Group 2 race of a mile and a half.
Okay, so you feel, you know, a 2400 metre race like the Herbert Powers just ideal into the Melbourne Cup?
That's our target when everything goes well.
I know that Australian Bloodstock have purchased a share in this horse and the German owner maintains a share. It's an international flavour for this horse this year.
Yeah, I mean, this horse, we always thought a lot of him. As a two-year-old and a three-year-old, he didn't have much luck at these times. But now he's giving all our confidence in his pack.
What are you going to do with the jockey? Are you going to just wait and see what unfolds, Andreas?
We're just looking for a jockey for the prep race, which does everything what we'd like to do. And just spoken in England on the way back to the airport with Ryan Moore, and he set up to ride him at the Melbourne Cup.
Okay, so Ryan Moore, pretty committed for the Melbourne Cup.
That's right.
Okay. Andreas, I know you're driving back home. Have a good night's sleep. We thank you for joining us on our show. Good luck with the horses' travel on the next few days. I hope everything goes to plan.
Thank you very much.